Hello, this is BBC News. I'm Catherine Biarahang, and I just want to bring you some breaking news now. We're getting reports of a plane crash in India. An Air India flight taking off from Ahmedabad International Airport crashed shortly after takeoff.
Well, today, by all accounts, is a very, very bitter day in the aviation world and really around the world. The tragic loss of life over in Ahmedabad, India, and I'm probably mangling that name, I'm sorry, but it was AI Air India Flight 171 shortly after takeoff, and I mean shortly after takeoff, lost all lift. And the airplane crashed into a neighborhood. Everybody is, except for one on board so far, that's the preliminary reports, has perished in that flight. And we don't know how many folks on the ground. And so we're very just upset about that here. It's not the sort of thing I want to talk about. But a lot of you have asked, you know, what do I think happened? And so let me jump into this. I just got back from Athens. I've been flying all day. And we've been looking at video for several hours now. I've talked to a whole bunch of pilots today, and I asked them what they thought happened. And we've come up with basically three kind of categories of what we think happened. And so let me break down all three, because I think two are less likely than the third, and I'm going to show you some video here that is very telling. And it's telling not so much for what you see in the video, but what you don't see in the video. So let me explain all that as I unwrap all of this. So we've got an episode here where it's a Boeing 787, a very reliable airplane. This airplane has a great track record. This is, in fact, the first hull loss of a Boeing 787, and tragically so. And what I'm going to say here, understand, folks, is really early in this. We're going to be gathering information over the next few days. Remember, it's my opinion. I've got some theories based on the early findings here, but rest assured, as more information unfolds, maybe the black box information comes out, we will make additions and deletions and corrections to anything that I say here. But the three main theories revolve around the loss of lift of this airplane. So I fly the Boeing 777. It's a very similar airframe to the Boeing 787. If anything, the Boeing 787 is even more capable than the 777. And one of the things that we see in this first video that I'm going to show you is the airplane already in flight, and then it gets into trouble, and then it kind of flattens out, the nose comes up, the bottom drops out, the back of the airplane drops out, and it just kind of pancakes into the ground. So let's take a look at the video, and then I'm going to come back and talk about what we see and what we don't see. Okay, there's the fireball. We see the airplane come from left to right in our screen. And the first thing we notice is that it's kind of flat at first, and the nose kind of rounds out. Now, it's difficult. I've heard a lot of people talking about the flaps on the airplane. It's impossible from that distance to tell whether the flaps are out or whether the flaps are up. And more importantly, at that gross weight for a 787, they would most likely be taking off with flaps 5. So what does that mean? It means the leading edge devices on the front part of the wing, the part that you don't see, would be fully out, and then 5 degrees of flap in the back. But from this distance, it's hard to say whether that 5 degrees is out. And honestly, you'd have to be pretty close to the airplane to tell if there was any flaps out at all. But this airplane does show characteristics of an airplane that doesn't have any flaps, which is really perplexing. It's a head scratcher for sure. So let me go back and rewind this video and take a look at what we see. And I'm going to stop it here as the airplane comes into the frame. The airplane looks to be kind of normal, but what we do know is this: the landing gear is still down. Now, this airplane is well beyond the point of rotation and climb out where they would have raised the gear. That's done at about 50 feet off the ground. And so more on that in a minute. What we also see is both engines, we don't know if they're producing thrust, but what we don't see out of the engines is any sort of flame, any sort of sparks. We don't see any indication that they're not operating normally. Now, everybody's been talking about a power loss, and I've watched a bunch of videos and people on the different channels talking about this. And they say, well, it was a power loss, and that's why the airplane descended and crashed. Let me be specific with this. This was a loss of lift. It could have been caused by a power loss. So that's theory number one, is that they lost power on both engines. That caused the loss of lift. The airplane stopped flying. It started flying at one point. It was flying normally as the nose lifted off. Before they raised the gear, the airplane lost lift and stopped flying. So what would have caused that? Well, if both engines failed, it was just one of two things. Either they ran through a flock of birds and basically destroyed both engines at once. The reason I don't think that's a likely theory is we don't see any birds in the picture. It would have had to be a lot of birds to foul out both engines. And we don't see any indications coming out of the back of the engine that that happened. You'd see flames, you'd see sparks, you'd see something as those engines were kind of coming apart. It's smoke at a minimum. So you don't see any of that stuff. It looks as though the engines are intact and they're running. They could have both flamed out because of fuel contamination. Now, that's the one thing that both engines would have in common is the fuel. The problem with that theory, at least in my opinion, is that as they pushed up the power to go down the runway, they would have had the indications of a sputtering engine if the fuel had been contaminated. There's no indication that they did. They roll down the runway, and I'll show you that video in a minute. They rotate at the normal speed. They take a nose-up attitude, which is really normal for that airplane at that speed. Everything else happens after that. So I don't think they lost power on the engines. Now, we could find out in a day or two. That's exactly what happened, and that's what caused the loss of lift. But that's theory number one. Theory number two is that they took off without the flaps out. They took off with flaps up. The problem with that, and it would be indicative of the way the airplane kind of wallowed into the air and then came back down. The problem with that theory is this. They would have had to get through two complete checklists and not put the flaps down, because two checklists on that airplane, and they're electronic checklists. They're integral to the airplane. It's not like a paper checklist that you hold. So the airplane literally will not let you taxi out and take off without the flaps deployed properly for that weight and that airport that you're at. All that stuff is determined ahead of time. So they would have had to manually override both of those checklists, then for some unexplained reason, take the runway. And once you put your power up in a 787, just like my 777, once you put the power up, the airplane knows you intend to go flying. If you're not configured for flight, in other words, your flaps are not deployed, it makes a racket. A big red light comes up and says config warning, and then both master caution lights in front of both pilots flash. And then a horn goes off, and it's deafening. It's inconceivable that they would have continued on with that takeoff roll with a configuration warning in front of them just to rotate and then flounder into the community off the end of the runway. So is it possible that that was what happened? It is possible. Same as with the power loss. Anything is possible here. We don't have all the details. Here's what I think happened. And let's take a look now at this other video. I wanted to show you the closed caption video of the airplane on the takeoff roll. I'm going to run the whole thing. We're going to bring it back, and I'm going to show you in detail what I think happened. All right, right here, beyond that little shack that's in between us and the airplane, we see the airplane begin to lift up off of the runway. Everything up to this point looks completely normal. There's no fire or sparks or anything coming out of the engines. We can't tell from this distance whether those leading edge slats, those flaps in the front, are out or not. And we really can't tell whether those 5-degree flaps in the back are out. Let's assume for a minute they are. Because, why? Because the pilots would have had to overcome those flashing lights in their face and those deafening horns going off in the cockpit for some explained reason to keep on going. So they get to a normal rotate spot. They come up, and the airplane naturally comes up to about 2.5 degrees as the main mounts come up off the ground. That's when in the back of the airplane you feel like a slight nose up. And then at that point, the pilot, and let me run this a little bit farther. See that 2.5 degrees right there? That's 2.5 degrees. They're off the ground. Right at this point, the pilot not flying, let's call him the co-pilot for a minute. The co-pilot is going to say to the pilot flying, positive rate. That means that the main mounts are off the ground and the airplane is climbing normally. Once the co-pilot says positive rate, the pilot then at the control says gear up. At that point, the other pilot reaches up, raises the landing gear, and gets those great big drag devices, now called the landing gear, up into the airplane to make the airplane more aerodynamic, make it more slick. The flaps are still out. The airplane then rotates up to about 10 to 12 and a half degrees up. And that's when in the back, you feel it's like, wow, are we a rocket ship? We're going straight up. The airplane has plenty of lift over the wings, has plenty of thrust going on, and now those big landing gear, the drag devices now have been brought up into the airplane, and man, it takes off like a rocket. That part never happens. Right here, as we're looking at this airplane, the gear should be coming up into the airplane. It never does. Let me play it a little bit longer, and then I'm going to tell you why I think it didn't. Right there is the point where the pilot fly would normally bring the airplane up to about 12 degrees nose up. The gear should be almost completely up into the airplane at this point. It hasn't budged an inch. You're going to see on a 787, the ends of the wings start to bend a little bit. They usually bend a lot more than this airplane. Why? Because as the airplane's picking up speed and it's picking up lift over those wings, those composite wings really bend. That is an indication, a visual indication, they're really getting a lot of lift. This 787 is not getting a lot of lift right now, but nothing's going on with the engines as far as I can see. Now, let me continue with this. At this point, watch the nose. It starts to go over right there. It starts to come back over. Why is it doing that? Here's what I think happened. And again, folks, this is just my opinion. This is a theory, that one theory among many. Any of the others I could have shared with you up to this point could be absolutely right. But why do I think this one is more likely than the other two? Here's why. I think the pilot flying said to the co-pilot, gear up at the appropriate time. I think the co-pilot grabbed the flap handle and raised the flaps instead of the gear. If that happened, and this is a big if that happened, this explains a lot of why this airplane stopped flying, why the lift over the wings died. Because at that point now, the flaps are retracting, all that extra lift you're producing in the wings goes away, you're already slow, you already got the power pulled up, all pushed up all the way, this airplane's as heavy as it's ever going to be in this flight, and you still got those great big landing gear out there producing all sorts of drag. This is a bad combination at this point. You see the nose now start to come over. Now, why would the nose come over? Because the airplane is trying to create as much lift as it can over those wings. And if the flaps are coming up, it's going to nose over to get even more airflow over those wings. That's going to be a very, very uncomfortable feeling for the pilot at the controls. Why? Because he's losing airspeed and he's going to begin to lose altitude now. Remember, he thinks the gear has come up. He might not know that the flaps came up. He just sees a motion over next to him, and he's looking outside going, wait, what's going on? It's all very confusing, and it all happens in a split second. Let's watch. The airplane starts to settle in. It starts to now descend. You see the pilot start to pull the nose up a little bit more, okay? As he's getting closer to the ground, he's probably got the power pushed up all he can. And now I think he's going to get into a power on stall. Not enough lift is being produced by those wings. All that drag is being produced by the landing gear that's still out there. Could anything have saved the day at this point? Maybe if they'd raised the gear. Maybe if they'd raised the gear and put the flaps back out. But it's very unlikely that once this gets to this point that they can recover from it. And now watch what happens. The airplane begins to kind of wallow, right? The pilot pulls back even more on the nose. That aggravates the whole thing. And now you get this waddle into the ground, and it's in a controlled power on stall until it impacts the ground. If they had 1,500 feet or 1,000 feet even to lower that nose and gain that airspeed back, they might have been able to fly out of it. They don't have the luxury. I don't think this airplane got higher than 500-600 feet. And then when they start to waddle down, they're down at 200 feet. They just can't lower the nose, and the airplane just kind of does a power on descent into the ground. So that's my theory. Now, I could be completely wrong about this, but the flight characteristics look to me to be an airplane that doesn't have enough lift coming over the wings. And the only way that could happen is if they didn't have the proper flap setting. So however they got to an improper flap setting, it's inconceivable in my mind that they actually did that takeoff roll without the flaps out, because the bells and the horns and everything else that would be going on at that point, there's still no indication that either of the engines failed. And this airplane can fly just fine on one engine at any gross weight. It will climb out no problem on one engine. So the idea that both engines failed at the same time, again, is like a trillion to one shot. And, you know, now in the days to come, we might find out that they did ingest a flock of birds into both, and that we just didn't see any indication of it out the back of the engines. It could have been fuel contamination. That's a possibility, but again, it's very unlikely. A loss of power is not the same as a loss of lift. A loss of power will contribute to a loss of lift, but you can have a loss of lift without a loss of power. And that would mean that the wing would have to be configured wrongly or poorly for that phase of flight. This is the most critical phase of flight. You're the heaviest you're ever gonna be. You're the slowest you're ever gonna be. And you have all your power up within about 10% of your power. You could push a little bit more up, but you don't have a lot of reserve power. All of those things are working against you. And if you leave that big old landing gear out there, man, it really starts to cause a drag effect that's going to cause the airspeed to bleed off. It's going to force that nose to come over. You're going to start to lose altitude quickly. The only thing the pilot can do as he sees the ground coming up is pull back on that nose. And my friends, it's very sad. I feel so sorry for these pilots. I think they tried valiantly to save this airplane, but this may have been simply a tragic mistake. Now, I hope that it wasn't. I hope maybe there was some other explanation for it, but hoping that it was a mechanical failure or some other explanation will not bring any of these people back. And it's just sad. It's been a very bitter time in aviation, and we see now the loss for the first time of a 787. I hope in the long run that that's the last 787 crash we ever have to witness, whether it was over in India or here in the US or over in the UK, anywhere around the world. We don't want to have to do commentary on any of these such accidents. Now, in the days to come, as we get the black box information, I've heard that the NTSB is going over to India to help. I've heard Boeing is headed over there to help. We're going to hopefully get information sooner rather than later from those sources. And as we do, we will bring you additional information, amplifying information. And if I need to make a correction, I'll be the first guy to make a correction. But this is very, very early on. This is what we know up to this point. And as we get more information, we'll share it with you as we go. Now you know. I'm Captain Steve. Fly safe.